This is the real BS show. Let's really do some BSing today. Let's learn about some celebrities and Hollywood or famous people that screwed up their lives big time. Total nut jobs, you know what I mean?
I want you walking across the floor, and I've been missing you and more. Beating up my heart, changed the framing in my chest. I'm falling more and more, and hell, I don't mind being poor. When I'm with you, I pity all the kings of the world. Times are getting hard, good is getting red. Me and the babies have them all the time, I swear. We don't mind the shit folks talk, we're just keeping our eyes locked. They can watch us chase those dreams they never even did. We've got time, dear. You're the girl I knew back.
Show,
yeah,
with some Hollywood history,
yeah, some Hollywood history and current events.
Well, yeah, current events. So, how about some people that might have died recently?
Yeah,
we maybe didn't know,
right?
Because I don't watch the news.
Neither do I. So, some of these were kind of shocking. I didn't know that they died.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's going to happen to everybody sooner or later.
Sure.
But
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'm here to witness it or to hear about it. It's still shocking,
right?
So yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's give everybody some history.
Yeah,
today we honor the memory of 10 Hollywood legends whose passing in 2024 may not have made the headlines, but who left a lasting impact on the industry. Number 10, Carl Weathers, an American actor, producer, and former professional football player, best known for his portrayal of the charismatic Apollo Creed in the Rocky film series. Born in New Orleans, Louisiana, in 1948, Weathers began his career as an NFL player before making the transition to acting in the 1970s. Though his role as Apollo Creed was his most well-known, Weathers' career was marked by his versatility in films such as Predator, Action Jackson, and Happy Gilmore, as well as his work in television on shows like Arrested Development and The Mandalorian. Carl Weathers was married three times throughout his life. His first marriage to Marianne Castle lasted from 1973 until 1983 and resulted in two sons. His second marriage to Rona Unsell lasted from 1984 until 2006. His third marriage was to Jennifer Peterson, lasting from 2007 until 2009. From 2014 until his death, Weathers was in a long-term relationship with Christine Kligian. On February 2nd, 2024, the world lost a beloved actor and former football player when Carl Weathers passed away at the age of 76 due to atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. His passing was mourned by many as he was remembered for his powerful performances and lasting impact on both the sports and entertainment industries. Number 9. David Soul, born in Chicago, Illinois in 1943, was an American-British actor and singer best known for his iconic role as Detective Ken Hutch Hutchinson on the hit television series Starsky and Hutch. Beyond his successful television career, Soul also made waves in the music industry with his hit single Don't Give Up On Us, which topped the charts in both the US and UK. Soul's talent extended to film with notable roles in movies such as Magnum Force and The Stick-Up, as well as a variety of appearances in television movies and series throughout the decades. Throughout his life, David Soul experienced personal ups and downs, including multiple marriages and a lifelong battle with smoking. Soul was married five times and fathered six children, but it was his smoking habit of three packs a day that took a serious toll on his health. After 50 years of smoking, Soul developed chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and underwent a lung removal due to cancer. Despite quitting smoking 10 years before his death, the lasting effects of his addiction significantly impacted his health. On January 4th, 2024, David Soul left this world at the age of 80 after a courageous battle with COPD in London. The passing of this talented actor, singer, and public figure was felt deeply by fans, friends, and family alike. Number 8. Shannon Doherty, born in 1971 in Memphis, Tennessee, became an indelible presence in American pop culture, captivating audiences with her roles in iconic television series like Beverly Hills, 90210, and Charmed. A household name in the 1990s, Doherty played the memorable character Brenda Walsh in Beverly Hills, 90210, for four seasons, and later, the powerful witch Prue Halliwell in Charmed. Beyond her success on television, Doherty also starred in memorable films such as Heathers, Mallrats, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Shannon Doherty's personal life was as intriguing as her on-screen presence. Married three times, Doherty's first marriage to Ashley Hamilton was short-lived, lasting just 1 year. Her second marriage to Rick Salomon in 2002 was quickly annulled after just 9 months. Finally, in 2011, she married photographer Kurt Iswarienko, remaining with him until her passing. Doherty's turbulent personal life was often the subject of tabloid headlines, yet her undeniable talent and screen presence made her a fan favorite and a true icon of 1990s television. After being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015 and entering remission, Shannon Doherty's battle with the disease sadly continued when it returned as stage 4 in 2020. Throughout her struggle with cancer, Doherty courageously shared her journey publicly, becoming a powerful advocate for cancer awareness and inspiring countless people with her resilience and strength. On July 13th, 2024, Shannon Doherty passed away at her home in Malibu, California, at the age of 53. In accordance with her wishes, Doherty will be cremated. Number 7. Donald Sutherland, a Canadian actor born in 1935, enjoyed an illustrious career that lasted for more than six decades. A versatile actor known for his impressive presence on screen, Sutherland became a household name with his breakthrough role in The Dirty Dozen. He solidified his fame with his iconic portrayal of Hawkeye Pierce in MASH, a character that remains beloved by fans today. His diverse filmography includes numerous critical and commercial successes such as Clute, Don't Look Now, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and Ordinary People. In the latter stages of his career, Donald Sutherland gained further recognition for his chilling portrayal of President Snow in the Hunger Games series, a role that showcased his mastery of subtle yet powerful acting. Donald Sutherland had a complex personal life with three marriages and five children. His first marriage to Lois Hardwick lasted from 1959 until 1966, after which he married Shirley Douglas, the mother of his actor son, Kiefer Sutherland. However, their marriage only lasted from 1966 to 1970. In 1972, Sutherland wed his third and final wife, Francine Rossette. Their marriage lasted for over 50 years, and they had three sons together. Donald Sutherland passed away in Miami on June 20th, 2024, at the age of 88, following a lengthy illness. The news of his death was met with widespread sadness, as Sutherland was widely admired for his versatility as an actor and his longevity in the entertainment industry. Number 6. Adencanto, born on December 5th, 1981, in Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico, was a versatile actor and director known for his work in both Mexican and American film and television. His breakout performance in the Mexican film Te Presento, Elora, garnered him widespread acclaim, and he later made the transition to Hollywood with his role as Sunspot in X-Men Days of Future Past. In addition to his film work, Canto gained recognition for his performances in the hit series The Following, Designated Survivor, and The Cleaning Lady. Adencanto's personal life was marked by love, collaboration, and tragedy. After marrying actress Stephanie Lindquist in 2017, the couple embarked on a journey of creativity and family, frequently working on projects together and starting a family of their own. However, their plans were tragically cut short when Canto was diagnosed with appendiceal cancer and passed away at the age of 42 on January 8, 2024. Canto was laid to rest at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Hollywood, California, a final resting place befitting his talent and passion for storytelling. Number 5. Shelley Duvall, born in Houston, Texas in 1949, was a celebrated American actress and producer known for her distinct appearance and one-of-a-kind acting style. She rose to fame during the 1970s and 1980s, showcasing her versatility and talent in a variety of film and television roles. One of her most iconic roles was as Wendy Torrance in Stanley Kubrick's classic horror film The Shining, where she portrayed a terrified wife and mother with such powerful authenticity that it has become a hallmark of her career. Off-screen, Shelley Duvall was known for her eccentric personality and reclusive lifestyle in her later years. Her mental health struggles became publicly known in the 2010s, and she chose to live a quiet life away from the Hollywood spotlight. Tragically, Duvall's health issues eventually led to her passing on July 11th, 2024, due to complications from diabetes at her home in Blanco, Texas. News of her death was confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter by her friend and attorney, Keith M. Gilroy. Number 4. Toby Keith, born in 1961 in Clinton, Oklahoma, became a leading figure in the American country music scene. Combining traditional country music with a modern rock flair, Keith rose to prominence in the 1990s with his hit single Should Have Been a Cowboy, which would go on to become one of his signature songs. Throughout his successful career, Keith released a series of highly acclaimed albums, including Boomtown, How Do You Like Me Now, and Unleashed. His music was known for its celebration of traditional American values, his fierce patriotism, and his ability to capture the essence of rural life. Toby Keith's personal life was marked by a strong, long-lasting marriage, deep community involvement, and a fierce battle with cancer. Keith was married to his wife, Trisha Lucas, since 1984, and together they raised three children. Outside of his music career, Keith made significant contributions to veterans organizations and children's charities. He was also a successful entrepreneur, owning the Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill restaurant chain. Sadly, Keith was diagnosed with stomach cancer in late 2021 and underwent grueling rounds of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for 6 months. Despite his best efforts and the support of his family and fans, Toby Keith succumbed to cancer on February 5th, 2024, at the age of 62. In a statement made just 2 months before his passing, Keith admitted that the illness had been pretty debilitating, a testament to the severity of his condition. Number 3. O.J. Simpson, born in San Francisco, California in 1947, was a former professional football player and actor who achieved fame and recognition both on and off the field. Simpson began his career as a running back in the NFL, where he played predominantly for the Buffalo Bills. His impressive athleticism and dominance on the field earned him induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1985. In 1968, Simpson was awarded the prestigious Heisman Trophy, further cementing his status as a top athlete and a rising star in the NFL. During his career, O.J. Simpson also demonstrated a flair for acting, appearing in several hit films throughout the 1970s and 1980s. Among his notable roles, Simpson featured in The Towering Inferno, a 1974 disaster film, as well as the epic disaster film Earthquake, also released in 1974. Perhaps his most famous acting role was in the comedic The Naked Gun film series, where he played a bumbling police officer alongside comedic star Leslie Nielsen. O.J. Simpson, who was once a cultural icon known for his athletic prowess, became embroiled in a series of legal controversies that overshadowed his later years. After serving a prison sentence for armed robbery and kidnapping, Simpson was diagnosed with cancer in May 2023. Despite undergoing chemotherapy, his health continued to decline as the prostate cancer progressed. On April 10th, 2024, at the age of 76, O.J. Simpson passed away from cancer. He spent his final days in Las Vegas with his daughter Arnell by his side, while his son Justin lived nearby. Number 2. Dabney Coleman, born in Austin, Texas in 1932, was a prominent American actor known for his distinctive voice and authoritative demeanor. Coleman rose to fame with a string of iconic roles in films such as 9 to 5, where he played the nefarious Franklin M. Hart Jr., and Tootsie, where he showcased his comedic chops as the arrogant TV producer. In addition, he made memorable appearances in the disaster classic The Towering Inferno and the Cold War-era thriller War Games, cementing his status as a versatile actor with a talent for bringing even minor characters to life. Dabney Coleman's personal life was marked by long-term relationships and a close-knit family. He was married to actress and producer Jean Hale from 1956 until their divorce in 1984, with whom he had 3 children. In 1985, he married businesswoman and philanthropist Susan G. Coleman, and their union lasted until his death. Coleman passed away at his home in Santa Monica, California, on May 16, 2024, at the age of 92, due to cardiac arrest and complications from dysphagia and heart failure. Number 1. Cheetah Rivera, born in Washington, D.C. in 1933, was an American actress, singer, and dancer who made an indelible mark on the Broadway stage. Rivera rose to prominence with her portrayal of Anita in the groundbreaking musical West Side Story in 1957. Her talent for captivating audiences through song and dance was further showcased in the hit musical Chicago, where she played the seductive Velma Kelly, and in Kiss of the Spider Woman, where she took on the role of the seductive and mysterious Aurora. In addition to her theatre career, Rivera appeared in television specials and had roles in films like The Rink, 1984, and Nine, 2009. In her personal life, Rivera was married to dancer Tony Mordente from 1957 to 1966, and they had a daughter, Lisa Mordente, who is also an actress. Rivera later married artist and actor Joe W. Brown in 1973, and they remained together until his death in 2018. Cheetah Rivera passed away in New York on January 30th, 2024, after a brief illness at the age of 91. Her former husband, Tony Mordente, followed her in death just 5 months later in June 2024.
There you go. It's a BS history lesson.
Yeah.
How about alcoholics? I bet there's some real...
Oh, some doozies, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I knew a lot of neighborhood alcoholics when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of alcoholics in Hollywood that you don't know about. At least we don't know about, you know.
I'm sure you ran across a lot of alcoholics.
Doing the sound business. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glenn Campbell. And I can tell you quite a few of them.
Would you say it's probably over half that were probably alcoholics? Or?
Well, it's hard to tell between drug addicts and alcoholics. Yeah. You didn't know for sure which one was
which. Right.
I didn't go around smelling their breath, so.
Yeah. Bunch of functional alcoholics, too, out there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, they were on the job, you know. They're drunk on the job. Jeez, man.
Not too many careers you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And people didn't know the difference. They didn't.
Right.
They didn't know. Okay, well, let's learn something.
We're taking a sobering look at the devastating effects of alcohol addiction. We'll explore the tragic stories of 10 celebrities who tragically drank themselves to death, delving into their struggles, warning signs, and ultimate demise. Our aim is to raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol addiction and encourage those who may be struggling to seek help. Let's dive in. Number 10, David Cassidy, an American singer, actor, and teen idol, best known for his iconic role as Keith Partridge in the 70s musical sitcom, The Partridge Family. Born on April 12, 1950 in New York City, Cassidy came from an acting family with parents Jack Cassidy and Evelyn Ward. He quickly rose to fame with the Partridge Family, leading to a successful music career with chart-topping hits like I Think I Love You, making him a global teen idol, adored by millions of fans across the world. Despite his fame and success, Cassidy's personal life was plagued with struggles, particularly with alcohol. The pressures of fame, a complex relationship with his father, and multiple marriages were among the challenges he faced. Cassidy was married 3 times, fathering 2 children, including actress Katie Cassidy. His battles with alcoholism became public in his later years, resulting in multiple arrests for DUI and a stint in rehab. In February 2017, David Cassidy bravely revealed that he was suffering from dementia, a condition that ran in his family. However, his years of alcohol abuse had taken a significant toll on his body, causing serious damage to his liver and other organs. On November 18th, 2017, Cassidy was hospitalized with liver and kidney failure and was placed in a medically induced coma to manage his symptoms. Sadly, his condition continued to deteriorate despite these measures, leading to a tragic outcome. On November 21st, 2017, David Cassidy passed away at the age of 67 due to liver failure. Before his death, Cassidy admitted in a candid interview that his initial diagnosis of dementia was inaccurate and that his health issues were primarily a result of his alcoholism. His death served as a poignant reminder of the devastating consequences of alcohol abuse and addiction. Number 9, Gary Moore, an acclaimed Northern Irish musician best known for his exceptional guitar playing and contributions to the rock and blues genres. Born on April 4th, 1952, in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Moore's love for music was evident from a young age, as he began playing the guitar as a child. He was heavily influenced by renowned artists like Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, and Peter Green, who later became a friend and mentor to Moore, guiding him on his musical journey. Gary Moore's career took off in the late 1960s when he joined the band Skid Row, and later as a member of the Irish rock band Thin Lizzy, where he formed a close bond with lead singer Phil Lynott. His solo career saw both commercial success and critical acclaim, with albums like Still Got the Blues, 1990, and Blues for Greenie, 1995, showcasing his mastery of the blues genre. Moore's unique ability to blend elements of rock and blues made him a highly respected figure in the music world, and his influence extended to many guitarists who followed in his footsteps. Gary Moore was known to be a private person with a focus largely on his music career. While he was married twice and had children, much of his personal life remained out of the public eye. Despite his success, Moore had a history of heavy drinking, which he struggled with in his personal life. On February 6, 2011, the music world was shocked by the sudden death of Gary Moore at the age of 58 while he was on holiday in Spain. The cause of death was later revealed to be a heart attack, but it was also reported that Gary Moore had consumed a large quantity of alcohol at the time of his death. A toxicology report revealed that alcohol was present in significant amounts in his system, which likely contributed to his heart attack. That Moore's sudden death was a shock to the music community and served as a reminder of the dangers of alcohol abuse and its impact on health. Moore had struggled with alcohol abuse in the years leading up to his passing, highlighting the significant effects of alcohol addiction on one's health and well-being. Number 8. Amy Winehouse. A British singer-songwriter known for her powerful, soulful voice and eclectic mix of musical styles including jazz, rhythm and blues, and soul. Born on September 14, 1983 in Southgate, London, Winehouse grew up in a musical family, which inspired her own musical journey from a young age. She gained early recognition for her distinctive voice and songwriting talent, leading to the release of her debut album, Frank, in 2003. The album Frank earned critical praise, but it was Amy Winehouse's 2006 follow-up, Back to Hurt to Black, that truly catapulted her to global fame. The album featured hit songs like Rehab and Back to Black and garnered her 5 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist. However, despite her phenomenal success, Winehouse's personal life was marred by struggles with substance abuse and tumultuous relationships, particularly with her ex-husband, Blake Fielder Civil. Amy Winehouse's struggles with addiction were widely reported, often eclipsing her exceptional musical achievements. Her relationship with alcohol was especially damaging, aggravating her mental health issues and contributing to her downward spiral. On July 23rd, 2011, at the young age of 27, Amy Winehouse was found dead in her home in Camden, London. The official cause of death was alcohol poisoning, with her blood alcohol level found to be more than 5 times the legal limit for driving, highlighting the severe consequences of alcohol abuse on her health and well-being. Amy Winehouse's passing was ruled as a result of alcohol poisoning after consuming a large quantity of alcohol following a period of abstinence. Her untimely passing at the young age of 27 marked a tragic end to a life filled with immense talent, but also profound personal struggles. Despite her struggles, Amy Winehouse will be remembered as one of the most gifted and soulful singers of her generation, leaving an indelible mark on the music industry and continuing to influence artists worldwide. Number 7. Werner Troyer, an American actor, comedian, and stunt performer, best known for his iconic portrayal of Mini-Me in the Austin Powers film series. Born on January 1st, 1969 in Sturgis, Michigan, Troyer was diagnosed with cartilage hair hyperplasia, a form of dwarfism that resulted in his small stature of 2 feet 8 inches. Despite this, Troyer's passion for entertainment led him to pursue a career in show business, starting out as a stunt double for a 9-month-old baby in the 1994 film Baby's Day Out. Werner Troyer's big break came in 1999 when he was cast as Mini-Me in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, becoming an instant fan favorite and a household name. Troyer's career flourished with appearances in other high-profile films such as Harry Potter and The Sorcerer's Stone 2001 and The Love Guru 2008. Despite his professional success, Troyer's personal life was fraught with challenges, particularly with struggles related to alcohol. Werner Troyer's struggle with alcoholism was a significant and ongoing issue in his life, resulting in several public incidents and a stint in rehab. On April 21st, 2018, Troyer passed away at the age of 49 due to alcohol poisoning, and his death was ruled a suicide. This tragedy came shortly after a suspected alcohol poisoning incident that had hospitalized Troyer earlier that month, underscoring the severe impact of his ongoing battle with alcoholism on his health and well-being. Werner Troyer's struggles with mental health and addiction were well known, and his untimely passing was a stark reminder of the dangers associated with substance abuse. Despite the physical challenges he faced, Troyer left an indelible mark on Hollywood, creating memorable roles that entertained and inspired audiences. Number 6, Dolores O'Riordan, an iconic Irish singer, songwriter, and musician known for her unique voice as the lead vocalist of the Cranberries. Born on September 6, 1971, in County Limerick, Ireland, Dolores was the youngest of seven children and quickly found her passion for music. O'Riordan joined the Cranberries in 1990, and her distinctive, powerful vocals quickly became the band's signature sound, making them one of the most successful rock bands of the 90s. The Cranberries' debut album, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We?, released in 1993, became a hit, featuring the popular tracks Linger and Dreams. Their second album, No Need to Argue, 1994, saw the band reach new heights of success with their most famous song, Zombie, showcasing Dolores O'Riordan's powerful vocals and thought-provoking lyrics. Dolores O'Riordan was a celebrated and unique singer with a distinctive voice and stage presence, known for her intense and emotional performances. Despite her musical success, Dolores faced a number of personal struggles, including battles with mental health issues like depression, bipolar disorder, and anorexia. She was married to Don Burton, the former tour manager of Duran Duran, from 1994 to 2014, and they had three children together. After the Cranberries initially disbanded in 2003, Dolores embarked on a solo career before the band reunited in 2009. On January 15th, 2018, Dolores O'Riordan was found dead in her hotel room in London, aged 46. The cause of death was determined to be drowning due to alcohol intoxication, with an inquest revealing that she had consumed a significant amount of alcohol, leading to her accidental drowning in the bathtub. Dolores had struggled with alcohol issues in the years prior to her passing, and this ongoing issue played a significant role in her untimely death. Number 5, Brian Connolly, a Scottish musician best known as the lead singer of the glam rock band Sweet. Connolly was born on October 5th, 1945 in Hamilton, Scotland, and adopted as a baby. Connolly joined Sweet in 1968, and the band went on to become one of the most successful British rock acts of the 1970s, with chart-topping hits like Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run, and Love Is Like Oxygen. Sweet became synonymous with the glam rock era, and Connolly's distinctive vocals and charismatic stage presence were key elements of their success. Despite his professional success with Sweet, Brian Connolly's personal life was marked by struggles with alcohol addiction. By the mid-1970s, his drinking began to negatively impact his performance and relationships within the band. Connolly's alcohol abuse took a toll on his health, eventually leading to his departure from Sweet in 1979. After leaving the band, Connolly attempted to launch a solo career, but it was largely unsuccessful, and his health continued to decline as a result of his ongoing alcohol issues. Brian Connolly's later years were marked by poor health, including multiple heart attacks, strokes, and other issues related to his ongoing alcohol addiction. His drinking problem exacerbated his deteriorating health, making it difficult for Connolly to perform or record music. Brian Connolly passed away on February 9th, 1997, at the age of 51 from liver failure, though his struggle with alcohol addiction was a major factor in his declining health. His untimely passing marked a tragic end to the life of a man who, as the lead singer of Sweet, once enjoyed immense fame and success in the 1970s. However, Connolly's legacy remains strong, as fans of glam rock worldwide continue to celebrate and enjoy the music of Sweet, preserving his memory as one of the genre's most iconic voices. Number 4. Jim Morrison, an American singer, songwriter, and poet, best known as the lead singer of the iconic rock band The Doors. Born on December 8, 1943, in Melbourne, Florida, Morrison was raised in a military family and developed a deep love for literature, philosophy, and film, all of which would later influence his signature poetic and mysterious songwriting style. Jim Morrison co-founded The Doors with Ray Manzarek in 1965, and the band quickly rose to become one of the most influential rock bands of the 1960s, thanks to their unique and innovative sound. With hit songs such as Light My Fire, Riders on the Storm, and People Are Strange, The Doors left an indelible mark on the music industry. Jim Morrison's struggle with alcohol and drug abuse became increasingly apparent as his fame rose, leading to erratic behaviour both on and off stage, as well as legal troubles and friction within The Doors. His heavy drinking was well documented and played a major part in his personal and professional decline. On July 3rd, 1971, Jim Morrison was found dead in the bathtub of his Paris apartment, with his passing being attributed to cardiac arrest caused by alcohol and drug abuse. The official cause of death for Jim Morrison was listed as heart failure, though no autopsy was conducted, leaving many questions unanswered and fueling widespread speculation about the actual cause of his passing. It is widely believed that Morrison's chronic heavy alcohol consumption, potentially combined with drug use, played a major role in his untimely death. At the age of 27, Morrison's passing placed him among the infamous 27 Club, a tragic group of iconic musicians who all passed away at the same age, including other legends like Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse. Number 3. Michael Elphick. An English actor renowned for his roles in television and film, particularly in the popular TV series Boone. Born on September 19, 1946 in Chichester, West Sussex, Elphick attended the Central School of Speech and Drama before launching his acting career in the 1960s. Elphick's acting versatility and rugged everyman appearance earned him recognition for his ability to bring a wide range of characters to life, from working-class men to more complex, flawed individuals. Michael Elphick was perhaps best known for his role as the titular character Ken Boone in the long-running British series Boone, which aired from 1986 to 1992. In the series, Elphick played a former firefighter turned private investigator, showcasing his range as an actor and solidifying his status as a beloved figure in British television. Despite his professional success, Elphick's personal life was often challenging due to his struggles with alcoholism, a problem that plagued him throughout his life. Michael Elphick's struggles with alcohol began early in his career and continued to worsen as his life went on. His heavy drinking negatively impacted his work, leading to erratic behaviour and a decline in his overall health. His struggle with alcoholism was no secret and had a devastating effect on his physical and mental health, causing him to suffer from many of the damaging side effects of chronic alcohol abuse. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, Michael Elphick's health declined rapidly due to his severe alcohol abuse. His chronic drinking took a severe toll on his body, leading to a number of health problems, including liver damage. On September 7th, 2002, Michael Elphick passed away from a heart attack at the age of 55, just a few days short of his 56th birthday. Alcohol was a major factor in his declining health and eventual death, as it had caused significant damage to his body over the years. Number 2, Tallulah Bankhead, an American actress known for her bold personality and iconic stage and screen performances. Born on January 31st, 1902, in Huntsville, Alabama, Bankhead was the daughter of a US congressman and grew up in a privileged family. She launched her acting career on Broadway in the 1920s and gained recognition for her memorable roles in plays such as The Little Foxes and The Skin of Our Teeth. In addition to her stage work, Bankhead appeared in several films, including Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat, for which she received critical praise. Tallulah Bankhead was known for her commanding stage presence, bold personality, and razor-sharp wit, which made her a captivating presence both on and off the screen. However, her personal life was plagued by struggles with alcohol and drug addiction, which became increasingly severe as her career progressed. Bankhead's heavy drinking often led to erratic behaviour and health problems that impacted her professional relationships and personal life. Tallulah Bankhead's years of alcohol abuse took a severe toll on her health, leading to a sharp decline in her physical condition in the early 1960s. This weakened state, combined with pneumonia, ultimately proved fatal for Bankhead, who passed away on December 12, 1968, at the age of 66. The official cause of death was complications related to pneumonia, but it was widely acknowledged that Bankhead's extensive alcohol consumption was a significant contributing factor. Number one, Dennis Price. A British actor known for his rich, distinctive voice and versatile performances in film and television. Born on June 23rd, 1915 in Kew, Surrey, England, Price attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, ARADA, before beginning his acting career in the 1930s. He garnered recognition for his roles in films such as Kind Hearts and Coronets, 1949, in which he skillfully portrayed multiple characters, demonstrating his unique ability to bring nuanced, often sinister, and darkly humorous characters to life. Dennis Price's career reached its peak in the 1940s and 1950s, where he garnered praise for his versatility and ability to portray diverse roles, from suave, villainous characters to charming leading men. His distinctive rich voice and commanding screen presence made him a sought-after actor in British cinema. Despite his professional achievements, Price's personal life was significantly affected by alcoholism, which began to impact his work, personal relationships, and health. Dennis Price's struggle with alcohol continued to intensify throughout the 1960s, leading to a number of health problems and a general decline in his physical condition. On October 6, 1973, Price tragically passed away at the age of 58, with his death being attributed to cirrhosis of the liver, a consequence of his prolonged alcohol abuse. Price's struggle with alcohol ultimately took a devastating toll on his health and well-being, and his passing was a tragic loss for British cinema, which had greatly benefited from his immense talent and versatility as an actor.
So we got now, that was just a bunch of alcoholics there. And,
now, this is the real BS show, the by real, the way.
Just being messing around there. Next, we go from alcoholics to probably a bunch of 15 beauties that also were alcoholics, and we just don't know it.
Beauties that died too soon?
Yeah, that died too soon, yeah. Huh. Yeah, so there's quite a few of them there. Mixed alcohol. Oh,
I imagine
drugs,
all yeah. over the country.
Right, right. So,
all right, I'm all ears.
You all ears?
Yep.
Of corn?
Yeah, ears of corn.
Today, we're paying tributes to 15 famous beauties who died too young. These remarkable women captivated the world with their talent, charm, and beauty, but their lives were tragically cut short. Join us as we celebrate their achievements and remember their enduring legacies. Let's get started. Number one, Princess Diana, born Diana Frances Spencer on July 1st, 1961, was a beloved British royal known for her humanitarian work and her troubled marriage to Prince Charles. As the Princess of Wales, Diana captured the world's attention with her grace, compassion, and advocacy for causes such as AIDS awareness and the campaign against landmines. Her marriage to Charles, marred by infidelity and media scrutiny, ended in a highly publicized divorce in 1996. On August 31st, 1997, Diana tragically died in a car crash in the Pont de l'Alma tunnel in Paris while fleeing paparazzi. The car, driven by Henri Paul, who was later found to have been intoxicated, lost control at high speed and collided with a pillar. Diana was rushed to the hospital but succumbed to her injuries a few hours later. The crash also claimed the lives of her companion, Dodi Fayed, and the driver. The only survivor was bodyguard Trevor Rees-Jones. Diana's death sparked a global outpouring of grief and led to lasting changes in media practices regarding the privacy of public figures. Her funeral at Westminster Abbey was watched by an estimated 2.5 billion people worldwide, highlighting her enduring popularity and influence. In the years since her death, Diana has remained a beloved figure, remembered for her beauty, grace, and compassion. And number two, Brittany Murphy. She was an American actress born on November 10th, 1977, known for her roles in films like Clueless, 8 Mile, and Girl Interrupted. Murphy's career spanned various genres, showcasing her versatility and vibrant on-screen presence. She also ventured into voice acting, notably in the animated series King of the Hill. Murphy's sudden death on December 20th, 2009, shocked fans and the entertainment industry. She was found unresponsive in her Los Angeles home and was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Los Angeles County coroner's office attributed her death to pneumonia, anemia and multiple drug intoxication. These drugs were primarily over-the-counter and prescription medications for a respiratory infection. The combination of factors led to her acute health decline. Her husband, Simon Monjak, died under similar circumstances 5 months later, leading to ongoing speculation and conspiracy theories about the true cause of their deaths. Despite the controversies, Murphy is remembered for her talent and vibrant personality, with her tragic passing leaving a void in Hollywood and the hearts of her fans. Number 3, Dana Plato. She was an American actress born on November 7th, 1964, best known for her role as Kimberly Drummond on the hit TV show Different Strokes. She became a household name during the late 1970s and early 1980s, but her career and personal life faced significant challenges after leaving the show. Plato struggled with substance abuse and financial difficulties, leading to a series of legal troubles and failed attempts to revive her acting career. Tragically, Dana Plato died on May 8, 1999, at the age of 34. She was found dead in her motorhome in Moore, Oklahoma, from an overdose of prescription drugs, including the painkiller Lortab and the muscle relaxant Soma. The death was ruled a suicide, reflecting her long battle with depression and addiction. Plato's struggles highlighted the pressures faced by child actors and the difficulties many encounter transitioning to adulthood. Despite her troubled life, she remains a poignant figure in the history of television, symbolizing both the fleeting nature of fame and the personal challenges that often accompany it. Plato's legacy as a beloved TV star from a previous era serves as a bittersweet reminder of the fragile nature of celebrity and the need for continued support and understanding for those struggling with mental health issues. Number 4, Selena Quintanilla, born on April 16, 1971, was a groundbreaking American singer known as the Queen of Tejano Music. She began performing with her family's band, Selena y Los Dinos, and quickly rose to fame in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Her music blended traditional Mexican genres with contemporary pop, earning her widespread acclaim and numerous awards, including a Grammy for Best Mexican-American Album in 1994. Selena's charisma, talent, and fashion sense made her a beloved icon in Latin music and beyond. Her infectious smile and passionate performances endeared her to millions of fans, who saw her as a symbol of pride and a trailblazer for Latina women in the entertainment industry. Tragically, Selena's life was cut short on March 31st, 1995, when she was murdered by Yolanda Saldivar, the former president of her fan club and manager of her boutiques. Saldivar had been embezzling money from Selena's businesses, and when confronted, she shot Selena at a Corpus Christi motel. Despite attempts to save her, Selena died from blood loss at the age of 23. Her death sent shockwaves through the music world and her fans, leading to a massive outpouring of grief. Selena's legacy endures, with her music continuing to inspire and influence new generations, solidifying her place as a cultural icon. Selena's vibrant spirit and stunning talent will never be forgotten, and her premature demise remains a heartbreaking loss for the Latin music community and beyond. Number 5, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, born on May 27, 1971, was a dynamic rapper, singer, and songwriter, best known as a member of the groundbreaking girl group TLC. Alongside Tion, T-Boz, Watkins, and Rosonda Chili Thomas, Lopez helped TLC become one of the best-selling girl groups of all time with hits like Waterfalls, No Scrubs, and Creep. Her distinctive style, fiery personality, and innovative contributions to music and fashion left an indelible mark on the industry. Tragically, Lopez died on April 25th, 2002 in a car accident in La Ceiba, Honduras, where she was on a spiritual retreat. She was driving a rented Mitsubishi Montero SUV when she lost control of the vehicle while trying to avoid a truck, causing it to roll several times. Lopez was the only fatality among the seven passengers, as she was ejected from the vehicle and died instantly from head injuries. Her death shocked fans worldwide and left a profound void in the music community. Lopez's legacy lives on through her music and the continued influence of TLC, remembering her as a visionary artist who pushed boundaries and inspired many. Lopez's creativity, courage, and unique style are enshrined in the hearts of those who loved her, ensuring that her memory will never fade. Number 6, Anna Nicole Smith. Born Vicky Lynn Hogan on November 28, 1967, was a model, actress, and television personality who gained fame as a Playboy Playmate of the Year in 1993. She became a pop culture icon through her work as a model for Guess and her reality TV show, The Anna Nicole Show. Smith's personal life, marked by her marriage to billionaire J. Howard Marshall and the ensuing legal battles over his estate, kept her in the public eye. Tragically, Anna Nicole Smith died on February 8, 2007 at the age of 39. She was found unresponsive in her hotel room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. The official cause of death was an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, including chloral hydrate, benzodiazepines, and other medications. The combination of these substances proved lethal, reflecting her ongoing struggles with substance abuse and personal turmoil. Smith's death, just 5 months after the death of her 20-year-old son, Daniel, was a shocking and tragic end to a life filled with public highs and personal lows. She remains a poignant figure in American pop culture, remembered for her beauty, charisma, and tumultuous life. Despite the controversy and drama that marked her life, Anna Nicole Smith's impact and legacy in the world of entertainment continue to be felt and discussed. Number 7, Sharon Tate, born on January 24, 1943, was an American actress and model who became a symbol of the Helga 1960s. Known for her roles in films like Valley of the Dolls and The Fearless Vampire Killers, Tate's beauty and talent made her a rising star in Hollywood. She married director Roman Polanski in 1968, and the couple was regarded as one of the most glamorous pairs in the entertainment industry. Tragically, Tate's life was cut short on August 9th, 1969, when she became a victim of the Manson family murders. While 8 months pregnant, Tate was at her home in Los Angeles with friends when followers of cult leader Charles Manson broke in. The intruders, acting on Manson's orders to incite an apocalyptic race war, brutally murdered Tate and four others. The gruesome killings shocked the world and marked a dark chapter in American history, symbolizing the end of the 1960s era of peace and love. Sharon Tate's legacy endures through her films and the tragic memory of her untimely death, a stark reminder of the perils of fame and the fragility of life. Tate's memory lives on as a testament to the power of beauty, talent, and resilience, even in the face of unimaginable tragedy. And number 8, Amy Winehouse, born on September 14th, 1983, was a British singer and songwriter known for her deep, expressive voice and eclectic mix of musical genres, including soul, jazz, and R&B. She gained international acclaim with her second album, Back to Black, which won 5 Grammy Awards and featured hits like Rehab and You Know I'm No Good. Winehouse's raw lyrics and distinctive style made her an icon, but her career was often overshadowed by her struggles with substance abuse and personal issues. Tragically, Winehouse died on July 23rd, 2011, at the age of 27. She was found unresponsive in her London home, and the cause of death was later determined to be accidental alcohol poisoning. Her blood alcohol level was more than 5 times the legal driving limit. Winehouse's untimely death was a profound loss to the music world and highlighted the devastating impact of addiction. Despite her brief career, her powerful voice and candid songwriting left a lasting legacy, and she continues to influence artists and fans around the world. Amy Winehouse remains a beloved figure in popular culture, remembered for her unique style and raw emotional honesty. Number 9, Michelle Thomas, born on September 23rd, 1968, was an American actress and comedian, best known for her roles as Justine Phillips on The Cosby Show and Myra Monkhouse on Family Matters. Her charm and talent made her a beloved figure in television during the late 1980s and 1990s. Thomas also appeared in the soap opera The Young and the Restless, further showcasing her acting versatility. Tragically, Thomas's life was cut short when she died on December 23, 1998, at the age of 30. She was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, intra-abdominal desmoplastic small round cell tumour, in 1997, despite undergoing multiple surgeries and treatments. The cancer proved aggressive. She passed away surrounded by family and friends in New York City. Michelle Thomas's untimely death was a significant loss to the entertainment world, but she is remembered for her warm presence on screen and her contributions to some of the most beloved TV shows of her era. The comedic roles she played and the warmth she exuded in each performance live on in the hearts of fans who cherished her work and continue to celebrate her legacy. Number 10, Jane Mansfield, born on April 19th, 1933, was an American actress and model known for her glamorous and curvaceous appearance. A major sex symbol of the 1950s, Mansfield starred in films like The Girl Can't Help It and Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? Her sultry image and comedic talent made her a prominent figure in Hollywood and a precursor to the modern celebrity culture. Tragically, Jane Mansfield's life was cut short on June 29, 1967, at the age of 34. She died in a car accident on US Route 90 near New Orleans, Louisiana. Mansfield was traveling with her boyfriend, Sam Brody, and her three children when their car collided with a tractor trailer. The impact resulted in the deaths of Mansfield and Brody. Her three children survived with injuries. The accident was attributed to the car's lack of seatbelts and the fact that the vehicle's roof was crushed upon impact. Mansfield's death was a devastating event, marking the end of a vibrant career and leaving a lasting legacy in the annals of Hollywood history. Jane Mansfield's memory lives on as a tragic reminder of the dangers of early fame and the enduring allure of a bygone era of glamour and excess. Number 11, Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen on June 1st, 1926, was an iconic American actress, model, and singer. Known for her beauty, charisma, and complex persona, Monroe starred in numerous films such as Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Some Like It Hot, and The Seven-Year Itch. She became one of the most famous and enduring symbols of Hollywood's golden age, with a career marked by both critical acclaim and public fascination. Tragically, Monroe's life was cut short when she died on August 5th, 1962, at the age of 36. She was found unresponsive in her Los Angeles home, and the official cause of death was an overdose of barbiturates. Her death was ruled a probable suicide, reflecting her struggles with mental health and substance abuse. Despite extensive investigations and numerous conspiracy theories suggesting foul play, the official narrative remains that Monroe's death was due to a combination of prescription drug overdose and emotional turmoil. Her passing marked the end of a tumultuous yet extraordinary life, leaving behind a legacy that continues to captivate and inspire new generations. Marilyn Monroe's life and death remain a poignant example of the high cost of fame and the impact of mental health issues on even the most outwardly successful individuals. At number 12, Natalie Wood, born on July 20, 1938, was an acclaimed American actress known for her roles in classic films such as West Side Story, Rebel Without a Cause, and Miracle on 34th Street. Wood's acting career began as a child star, and she achieved major success as an adult, earning multiple Academy Award nominations and a lasting place in Hollywood history. Tragically, Natalie Wood died on November 29, 1981, at the age of 43. She drowned under mysterious circumstances while on a boat trip off Catalina Island, California, with her husband, Robert Wagner, and co-star Christopher Walken. Wood's body was found floating in the water, and her death was initially ruled an accidental drowning, compounded by the fact that she had been drinking and had slipped while trying to board the boat. However, as new details emerged over the years, including inconsistencies in witness statements and unexplained injuries, suspicions and theories about the circumstances of her death persisted. In 2011, the case was reopened, but no conclusive evidence of foul play was found. Wood's death remains a poignant and enigmatic chapter in Hollywood's history, overshadowing her brilliant career. Natalie Wood is remembered not only for her acting talent, but also for the enduring questions surrounding her untimely passing, cementing her place as a tragic icon in popular culture. Number 13, Aaliyah, born Aaliyah Dana Horton on January 16, 1979, was an influential American singer, actress, and model known for her smooth voice and innovative blend of R&B, hip-hop, and pop. Her career began with the release of her debut album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, in 1994, and she achieved critical acclaim with subsequent albums like One in a Million and Aaliyah. She also pursued acting, appearing in films such as Romeo Must Die and Queen of the Damned. Tragically, Aaliyah's life was cut short on August 25th, 2001, at the age of 22. She died in a plane crash in the Bahamas while returning from a music video shoot. The small aircraft, a twin-engine Cessna 402B, was overloaded with excess baggage and had mechanical issues. Shortly after takeoff, the plane crashed, killing Aaliyah, her entourage, and the pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, cited pilot error, inadequate maintenance, and the aircraft's weight as contributing factors to the crash. Aaliyah's untimely death was a profound loss to the music and entertainment industries, cutting short the promising career of a talented and beloved artist. Despite her short-lived career, Aaliyah's influence on R&B and hip-hop music continues to resonate with fans and fellow artists, making her a timeless symbol of innovation and creativity. Number 14, Gia Carangi, born on January 29th, 1960, was an American model renowned for her striking looks and influential presence in the fashion world during the late 1970s and early 1980s. Known for her work with high-profile designers and her appearances on magazine covers like Vogue and Cosmopolitan, Carangi became one of the first supermodels and a pioneer in the modeling industry. Tragically, Gia's life was marked by a tumultuous personal life and struggles with drug addiction. She was diagnosed with AIDS in 1984, a time when the disease was heavily stigmatized and poorly understood. Carangi's health rapidly declined due to complications from the illness. She died on November 18, 1986, at the age of 26, from AIDS-related complications, making her one of the first prominent figures to die from the disease. Her story, including her rise to fame and tragic end, has been the subject of numerous documentaries and a biographical film, Gia, starring Angelina Jolie. Gia Carangi's legacy endures as a poignant reminder of the early AIDS crisis and the impact of addiction on young lives, highlighting the often overlooked realities of life in the fashion and entertainment industries. Number 15, Kirsty MacColl, born on October 8, 1959, was a British singer-songwriter known for her distinctive voice and hits like They Don't Know, Innocence, and Show Tropical Rainforest. MacColl's career began in the late 1970s. And she gained acclaim for her work with artists such as The Pogues and for her own solo albums. Her music, marked by its clever lyrics and engaging melodies, earned her a dedicated following and critical praise. Tragically, Kirsty MacColl's life ended abruptly on December 18, 2000, while she was on vacation in Mexico. She was killed in a boating accident in Cozumel, where she was struck by a speedboat while snorkeling. The accident occurred when the boat, operated by a local businessman, veered into the restricted area where MacColl and her family were swimming. The official report indicated that the collision was a result of reckless boating, and the incident led to international outcry and demands for justice. Kirsty MacColl's untimely death was a profound loss to the music world, and her legacy continues through her impactful and beloved songs, highlighting the fragility of life and the unpredictable nature of fate.
Well, there we go.
It's the Real BS Show coming back at you. How about scandals that, how about some mysterious ones that where they got away with it?
Yeah, it kind of got covered up, you
know? Yeah, covered up. Yeah. You know, Natalie Wood, I think, is to one. It seems like to me it was one that she drowned and her husband threw her off the boat. And
right.
She was scared to death of deep water.
Yeah, a lot of those things did get swept under the rug back in the day.
Yeah. They call it accidental. They found her a mile away from the boat. Who was it? There was some other ones that I can remember that was... Oh, I don't know. There's maybe this guy will cover
one. Yeah, I think
remind
so.
Remind us. So, let's do it.
Do it to it.
See who got away with what.
From affairs and drug use to criminal charges and cover-ups, these stories will leave you shocked and wondering how these celebrities were able to get away with so much back in the day. Get ready as we dive deep into the past and uncover 20 old celebrity scandals that were swept under the rug. Number 20. The tragic death of Judith Barcy. Judith Barcy was a true prodigy of the 80s, showcasing her extraordinary talent in both screen and voice acting. Despite her young age, she was frequently chosen to portray characters older than her due to her remarkable maturity and professionalism. However, behind the scenes, Barcy was struggling with an unbearable family life. Her father, who was abusive and addicted to alcohol, made life a living nightmare for her and her mother. Unfortunately, things took a devastating turn on July 25, 1988, when Joe Barcy unleashed his rage by brutally murdering both his wife and their 10-year-old daughter in their own home before turning the gun on himself. Sadly, close friends of the family had been aware of Joe's threats towards Judith and her mother, but had never taken them seriously. This senseless tragedy serves as a heart-wrenching reminder of the importance of taking any warning signs of abuse seriously and intervening before it's too late. Number 19. Jerry Lee Lewis's marriage to his 13-year-old cousin. Jerry Lee Lewis, a famous musician known for his incredible piano skills, raised eyebrows when he wed Myra Gale Brown, who happened to be his first cousin once removed. Despite his publicists insisting that Myra was a mature 15-year-old, the truth was that she was only 13 years old when they tied the knot. At the time of their marriage, Lewis was already on his third wife, and the couple had kept their nuptials under wraps until a journalist exposed their shocking secret to the world. Unsurprisingly, the scandal caused Lewis's career to spiral downwards, but he managed to make a slight comeback in later years. And shockingly, he didn't even face jail time for his controversial marriage to his underage cousin. The scandalous story of Jerry Lee Lewis and Myra Gale Brown is a twisted tale that raises serious questions about the ethics of celebrity behavior and the dark side of fame. Number 18. An actress's mysterious death after partying with Fatty Arbuckle. Fatty Arbuckle was a beloved comedic actor who played the clumsy, lovable oaf in silent films. But behind the scenes, he had a wild side, often getting caught up in parties that spiraled out of control. Unfortunately, it seems that his love for the high life ultimately caught up with him on September 5, 1921. After a party at Arbuckle's home, young actress Virginia Rappe was rushed to the hospital, where she ultimately passed away. Her death was attributed to a ruptured bladder and other physical injuries, and rumors began to swirl that she had been sexually assaulted. The scandal quickly turned into a public spectacle when one of Rappe's friends directly accused Arbuckle of the assault, leading to a high-profile trial. Though Arbuckle was eventually cleared of all charges, his career was left in shambles, and his public image was tarnished forever. The tragic story of Fatty Arbuckle serves as a stark reminder of the perils of fame, and how quickly one's reputation can be destroyed in the court of public opinion. Number 17. Joan Crawford's outing as a child abuser. Joan Crawford was a force to be reckoned with in Hollywood, renowned for her professionalism and commanding on-screen presence. With four marriages and four adopted children to her name, Crawford's personal life was often the subject of media scrutiny. However, despite the image of a picture-perfect family that she presented to the world, her two oldest adopted children, Christina and Christopher, had a much different story to tell. As adults, both Christina and Christopher spoke out against their mother, with Christina publishing a bombshell tell-all book titled Mommy Dearest shortly after Crawford's death in 1978. In it, Christina accused Crawford of emotional and physical abuse, painting a dark and disturbing picture of their family life. The book's shocking allegations captivated the public, and it wasn't long before Hollywood took notice. In 1981, Mommy Dearest was adapted into a film starring Faye Dunaway, which brought Crawford's tumultuous family life to the big screen. The legacy of Joan Crawford may be one of glamour and success, but the dark secrets of her personal life have left an indelible mark on Hollywood history. Number 16. The accusation that Lana Turner's daughter stabbed Lana's boyfriend to death. Back in 1958, the Hollywood icon Lana Turner was involved in a scandal that shocked the nation. Her teenage daughter, Cheryl Crane, was accused of murdering Johnny Stampinato, a man Turner had been dating. The case went to trial, with Crane being charged for the murder. However, Crane was acquitted after claiming that she had stabbed Stampinato in defense of her mother, who he was allegedly threatening to kill. Despite Crane's acquittal, rumors continued to swirl that it was actually Turner who had committed the crime and allowed her daughter to take the fall. Others went so far as to suggest that Crane was having an illicit relationship with Stampinato. In 1988, Crane released her memoir titled Detour, which gave a detailed account of the incident and its aftermath. Number 15. John Lennon's spousal abuse. Despite being an iconic figure in music history and an advocate for peace and love, John Lennon had a dark side that was kept hidden from the public eye for many years. He was known to have physically abused both of his wives, Cynthia Lennon and Yoko Ono, as well as his own son, Julian. Both of Lennon's wives have spoken publicly about the violence they experienced at his hands, and Lennon himself admitted to the abuse in a few interviews. Despite his claims that he had stopped such behavior, it is clear that his actions left a lasting impact on those closest to him. Number 14. John and Bobby Kennedy's alleged affairs with Marilyn Monroe. The rumored affair between Marilyn Monroe and President John F. Kennedy has remained a popular topic of speculation for decades, with persistent allegations also suggesting a romantic liaison between Monroe and JFK's younger brother, Bobby. While the claims have never been officially verified, Monroe's biographer, James Spada, has provided some compelling evidence. Spada has claimed that Monroe was introduced to JFK by actor Peter Lawford in 1954, and when the president grew weary of her, he passed her on to Bobby in the spring of 1962. Although Spada doesn't assert that the Kennedys were responsible for Monroe's untimely death, he has stated that, quote, it was pretty clear that Marilyn had had sexual relations with both Bobby and Jack. Number 13. The mysterious accidental death of Thomas Ince. Back in 2001, a movie titled The Cat's Meow came out, and it's all about the wild events that unfolded aboard William Randolph Hearst's luxurious yacht on November 16, 1924. During the dinner party, newspaper mogul Hearst played host to Hollywood's finest, including Thomas Ince, who left early due to a sudden bout of stomach problems. However, the plot thickened when Ince unexpectedly passed away 2 days later in his own home, leaving everyone wondering what really happened on that fateful evening. In the aftermath of Ince's untimely death, Hearst's inconsistent version of events fueled a juicy rumor that quickly took hold. Despite appearing to be from natural causes, whispers began to circulate that Ince's demise was actually accidental manslaughter. The intrigue thickened as gossip spread that Hearst's mistress, Marion Davies, and legendary film star Charlie Chaplin were both present on the yacht when Ince first fell ill. Rumors swirled that Hearst, suspecting the two of having an affair, attempted to shoot Chaplin but ended up accidentally shooting Ince. It was even speculated that Hearst bribed medical examiners to conceal the true cause of Ince's death. With all of these tantalizing details, it's no wonder this story has captured the imagination of so many for almost a century. Number 12. Jackie Coogan's parents stealing the money he earned as a child actor. Jackie Coogan, the beloved child star of his time, captured hearts globally with his heartwarming performance in Charlie Chaplin's film, The Kid. Portraying an endearing orphan informally taken in by Chaplin's little tramp, his character faces separation from his tough caregiver by unfeeling child services. Sadly, Coogan's own parents proved to be far less compassionate than Chaplin's paternal figure. Upon turning 21, Coogan was forced to initiate an extensive and heart-wrenching legal battle with his mother and stepfather, who refused to share with him his considerable earnings from his work as a child actor on Chaplin's film. Although Coogan emerged victorious in court, he received only a small portion of his earnings after paying legal fees. The case, however, led to the passing of California's Child Actors Bill, which guarantees that a percentage of child actors' income is secured until the age of 21. In a twist of fate, Coogan eventually landed another successful role later in life as Uncle Fester on the beloved TV series The Addams Family, and ended up doing quite well. Number 11. When Led Zeppelin allegedly defiled a groupie with a fish. According to reports, while lodging at Seattle's Edgewater Inn, the members of Led Zeppelin grew weary of their usual pastimes. The hotel, aptly named for its location on the water's edge, offered guests the chance to fish straight from their windows. Although accounts vary, one thing most people seem to agree on is that one of the band members successfully caught a fish or perhaps even a shark. This particular catch may have been introduced to the intimate areas of a female groupie. Rock journalist Stephen Davis claimed the incident was cruel and aggressive and may have involved pieces of a dismembered mud shark. However, the band's manager, Richard Cole, maintains that the situation was much more lighthearted in nature. Number 10. The accidental death of Olive Thomas. The demise of burgeoning actress Olive Thomas was undoubtedly sorrowful, but the uncertainty surrounding whether her death was an intentional suicide has remained a topic of discussion for years. Thomas passed away after mistakenly consuming a bottle of mercury bichloride, a topical solution that her husband had been given to treat syphilis sores. Thomas and her spouse were in France at the time, and it's believed that the foreign language on the bottle led to her confusion. Despite being immediately taken to a hospital, Thomas couldn't be resuscitated and ultimately succumbed to the poison. Number 9. Peg Entwistle's suicide from the Hollywoodland sign. In September of 1932, Peg Entwistle garnered significant attention after she tragically fell to her death. Before taking her own life, she left behind a note in which she referred to herself as a, quote, coward, and expressed regret that she hadn't done this earlier to alleviate her suffering. Though Entwistle had enjoyed some triumphs on Broadway, her attempts to make a name for herself as a movie star in Los Angeles had been fruitless. Without work and grappling with depression, she climbed to the top of the H in the Hollywoodland sign and took her own life by jumping off. Number 8. When Debbie Reynolds lost Eddie Fisher to Elizabeth Taylor. Debbie Reynolds, the charming Hollywood darling, had always represented the epitome of virtue and purity. However, her world came crashing down when her husband, the heartthrob Eddie Fisher, made a shocking announcement that he was leaving her for none other than the tantalizing Elizabeth Taylor, Reynolds' dear friend and confidant. The scandal was a sensation in the media, especially since the trio had been seen together quite often, enjoying each other's company. Reynolds was left heartbroken, while Fisher's career took a nosedive. But the real twist came when Taylor eventually left Fisher for another man, Richard Burton, proving that even Hollywood royalty can be fickle in love. Despite the tumultuous events, Reynolds and Taylor managed to reconcile their friendship, showing that true friendship can withstand even the most dramatic of scandals. Number 7. Judy Garland's pill addiction. Judy Garland soared to the heights of fame as the leading lady in MGM's acclaimed version of The Wizard of Oz. Despite her incredible vocal and dance skills, she faced a constant barrage of criticism about her figure, which some deemed too blocky for the silver screen. Determined to slim down and sharpen her craft, Garland succumbed to the demands of a punishing rehearsal schedule and became hooked on prescription drugs known as uppers and downers. Despite her many triumphs, her battle with addiction proved insurmountable, ultimately leading to a tragic overdose at the tender age of 47. Rumor has it that Garland served as the muse for the iconic but wildly erratic character Neely O'Hara in the film Valley of the Dolls. It's a bittersweet twist of fate that Garland was initially cast for the movie, but alas, fate had other plans, and she was unceremoniously forced to withdraw from the project. Number 6. When Charlie Chaplin stole J.D. Salinger's underage girlfriend. Charlie Chaplin had already gone down the aisle 3 times before he crossed paths with Una O'Neill, the daughter of the legendary playwright Eugene O'Neill. Despite their significant age gap, Chaplin was in his 50s while O'Neill was a mere 17. They couldn't resist each other and tied the knot less than a year after their first encounter, sealing the deal just a month after O'Neill turned 18. Before O'Neill became Mrs. Chaplin, she was in a relationship with a young budding writer named J.D. Salinger, who was only 21 at the time. Little did they know, Salinger would later rise to literary stardom, penning the unforgettable coming-of-age tale, The Catcher in the Rye. But at that point in their relationship, he was just another struggling wordsmith trying to make a name for himself in the cutthroat world of publishing. Number 5. Jean Harlow's husband's mysterious suicide. Paul Byrne was a towering figure in the world of cinema during MGM's glittering heyday, having made his mark as a top director, screenwriter, and producer. But his fairy tale marriage to the sultry screen siren Jean Harlow was cut tragically short when Byrne took his own life a mere 2 months after their wedding day, leaving behind a cryptic note that left many scratching their heads in confusion. To this day, rumors swirl about the true cause of Byrne's untimely demise, with some suggesting that the studio may have played a sinister role in his death. In particular, many speculate that the note was carefully crafted by MGM insiders to protect Harlow's career from any hint of foul play. It's a shadowy mystery that has captivated Hollywood insiders for decades. Number 4. Rudolph Valentino's possible career as a male escort. Rudolph Valentino, the ruggedly handsome icon of the silent film era, made a stunning admission in interviews that he had once worked as a, quote, taxi dancer before achieving fame and fortune. Back in those days, taxi dance clubs were all the rage, a kind of precursor to today's escort services, where well-heeled ladies could show up, select a dance partner, and pay for the privilege of dancing with them. The term taxi dancer carried with it certain unsavory implications, much like the term professional escort does today. Yet some insist that some taxi dance services and escort services were entirely above board and legit. That being said, the record shows that Valentino was once arrested in a brothel prior to his ascent in Hollywood, though it remains a mystery as to whether he was merely a patron or an employee of the establishment. Number 3. Sandra Dee's battle with anorexia. Sandra Dee burst onto the silver screen in the classic coming-of-age flick Gidget in 1959. Winning the hearts of audiences across the nation with her sweet, innocent portrayal of a young American teenager navigating the tumultuous waters of adolescence. What made her performance all the more ironic, however, was the fact that Gidget's central conflict revolved around the titular character's frustration with being deemed too skinny at a time when curvaceous bodies were all the rage. Sadly, Dee's career wasn't the only thing the studio was concerned with. They also put immense pressure on the young starlet to maintain an immature, underdeveloped figure, a demand that would ultimately fuel her lifelong battle with anorexia and addiction to stimulants. It's a tragic story that serves as a reminder about the dark side of Hollywood's obsession with appearances. Number 2. Pola Negri's spotlight stealing after Rudolph Valentino's demise. Rumors swirled that the passionate romance between Pola Negri and Rudolph Valentino was nothing more than a carefully crafted publicity stunt. Adding fuel to the fire was the suggestion that their supposed love affair had fizzled out long before Valentino's tragic death from appendicitis in 1926. However, Negri didn't let the truth get in the way of a good photo op. In fact, she took advantage of the situation and claimed to have been engaged to the late heartthrob, using his funeral as an opportunity to steal the limelight. As cameras flashed, Negri put on a theatrical display of mourning, ensuring that all eyes were on her during this difficult time. It's a classic example of how far some will go to keep their name in the headlines. Number 1. Ingrid Bergman's torrid affair with Roberto Rossellini. Roberto Rossellini, an Italian filmmaker and one of the pioneers of the neo-realist movement in cinema after the Second World War, created films that were recognized internationally for their unflinching portrayals of the struggles of the working class in Italy. Ingrid Bergman, a Hollywood icon, collaborated with Rossellini to produce some of her most emotive performances in movies like Stromboli and Voyage to Italy. Despite both being married to other people, the two embarked on a long-lasting affair that resulted in a scandal in the American media. However, their acclaimed work together continued to be celebrated, and they eventually had 3 children, including the famous actress and model Isabella Rossellini, who starred in the cult classic Blue Velvet, directed by David Lynch. Phew, that was a lot of juicy scandals. It's always fascinating to take a look back at the darker side of Hollywood's history and to see how scandals were handled in the past. All right, that's it for today.
And it's for us too.
Huh? Yeah.
BS show is all BS'd out.
We're BS'd.
Whew. We got to play a song before we
say goodbye. Kind of an adieu kind of thing.
You know, kind of smooth out all this tragedy that we just heard. I guess celebrities are no different than the regular folks.
Right.
They just got more money to throw around. Do it faster.
Yeah, and they kind of make it about themselves, though, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be famous. I don't know.
I don't think I want to know. To be honest,
I don't think it really matters.
No, not in the end.
Maybe you get a bigger gravestone than there is. I don't know. I saw John Wayne's gravestone. It's nothing. It's just a little, 2 foot. You know, just a regular like anybody. You'd never know it was some big movie star.
You ever see those vertical graves where they're stacked on top of each other? You know, like instead of like being buried, they're in a building, and they'll get like there's like 7 or 8. Burials in a vertical, kind of like a locker room kind of thing.
I forget what they call them. Yeah, they got those all over the place.
They're becoming popular. Yeah,
memorial gardens out there. Right. Well, that's kind of like you're in a shelf or in a drawer or something. Right. Just pull the drawer out and there you are.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of true.
I'm sure it don't work that way.
No, but that's why I seen them when I was in LA one time. I went to one and it was kind of weird. You know, it was the first time I ever saw one.
Yeah, they have the memorial gardens out there where my dad's buried. They have that building there. And some folks don't want to be under the ground. They just want to be up in the air or something.
Yeah.
Up where there's a little more oxygen.
Yeah.
For what? I don't know. I don't know. That's a whole nother show. Something about dying.
That's a
I don't know. I guess it's more religious than anything.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, seems like it.
There's also, you know, other aspects of it too, you know. It's like kind of like your legacy continues going on in some ways if you have a good life.
Nobody cares. You know, after a while, nobody's going to visit you anyway.
Right. You know, it's something when I studied genealogy, so I'm going through my ancestors and different things like that. And
you go out there and put flowers on their graves?
I have before for certain
I do that to my parents. That's about it. And my uncle, because he's next door.
But like, it, for me, it's like, you know, you're researching some of these people that lived 200 years ago, and it's like, boy, what was their life like? You know, there's a whole thing with that, you know.
Oh, sure. What a difference. Holy smokes.
Yeah, they, some, you know, just all the things they had to do and sacrifice just to make sure I'm alive. You know, they didn't know who I was, but they worked hard and had to live a good life and to, you know, provide for their kids, and they took a lot of effort, you know. There's a lot of effort.
My dad worked really hard. That's no doubt about that. But, boy, he sure drank hard, too.
Right.
Whew, man, what a... Yeah, I don't know. It was like two different people. When he's at work, it's one way, and when he comes home, he gets all nasty and cranky. And,
right.
Whew, it was, I don't know. Is that fly back again?
Yeah, the fly.
Oh, geez, we have I got him.
We have a mutual fly that's flying between us, you know.
I'm going to go down to Walmart and get me a fly swatter.
Yeah.
Maybe a Dollar General, you got him.
One of those zappers. They also make these little salt guns where you shoot small pellets of salt, like the size of a salt, you know, and it can shoot a fly with it and kill it.
I'm not that good a shot. I'd be hitting all the wrong stuff. Okay, well, that's it for today. We'll see you all next week, and enjoy the music. This is hopefully will lighten things up a little bit and
bring some family values.
Yeah, whatever. Something to calm you down, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Tied down with a full heart in my wild days from an early start. Fell hard at 22, landed softly. Breath and mountain air drove across the plains with no cares, chasing dreams like wildfire in my kids' eyes. I see that desire, they're pulling me from way back when. Tied to the old ways of all my kin, preaching the word. First on me or you, under God, it's those baby blues. Gone away from time to time, but that don't mean I don't tie a line. Pull me back if I fall through, damn silver, damn gold too. They're pulling me from way back when. Time to the old Seneca sky. Preaching the word.
down in the mines, out in the hay fields beneath the Seneca sky. Strike me down if I could, bail me ties, those family ties. Those family ties.